You're listening to Innovation on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Kara Hetland, broadcasting from the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And joining us at our studios at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City is Frank Strider. He is a South Dakota School of Mines and Technology Associate Professor and Principal Investigator in the CASPAR Project. And you're here today to join us to discuss this experiment. Dr. Strider, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start and explain what the CASPAR experiment is all about.
Okay, CASPAR is to study the nuclear reactions that happen in stars. These are the nuclear reactions that produce the energy which power the star, so that make our sun shine, for example, and that also produce the heavier element which make our life possible.
So when a star is born, what is really going on in the atmosphere?
In the atmosphere of the star? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, so how does a star become a star?
At the beginning, it's simply a cloud which contracts due to its gravity. And usually you have some angular momentum, it's spinning around, and then this cloud collapses, and the density inside the cloud gets larger and larger, and at a certain point the temperature is so high that nuclear fusion reaction can be ignited and energy can be produced by this. At this moment, there's a balance between the energy that is produced and the gravitational force that try to collapse this protostar further.
And that's how it glows? That's how it shines? That's how it gets light?
Yeah, that's okay. the way that the energy is produced in the mm-hmm. interior of the sun. That one has to say at the end, it's just the most inner part of the star which produce the energy, something like 10% or so. Then the energy is transported to the surface and radiated from the surface, and that's what we see. But the energy itself is produced inside the star.
And what does knowing more about stars, why should we? Why does it matter?
First of all, of course, it's important to understand how the stars which we see every night, how they evolve, how they develop with time, and how they vanish. So simply about the evolution of our universe and to understand our cosmic heritage. Because all the elements in our body, except for hydrogen and a bit of helium, which we contain, was produced inside stars which have vanished since a long time in supernova explosions. So part of our bodies, part of the molecules that form our body, have been inside stars for a long time.
So understanding the makeup of stars helps us understand our own makeup and who we are. And how we are.
Yeah, where we come from. Where the elements come from. Where the chemical elements that form our universe, where they come from.
So you can't do this by just looking through a telescope, can you?
The telescopes provide us with the observation. But we cannot look directly with the telescope inside the star. So you cannot look point your telescope to the sun, and that will destroy your eyes. And anyway, you would not be able to look into the stars. So you need theory to explain that. Sorry.
So now I'm setting up for you to explain your experiment, because now the last few years, construction has been going on to build this CASPAR accelerator at the underground research facility at Homestake, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So the planning for the experiment started 5 years ago or even earlier. And 2 years ago, we started to bring equipment underground. And within the last 2 years, my grad students at School of Mines and our collaborators from the University of Notre Dame in Indiana, we have put together the equipment. And now it's running, and we are close to start an experiment.
Okay, so now explain what this accelerator is going to do.
So what happens inside the star is that these atoms are moving around. That's due to the temperature. Velocity is more or less equivalent to energy and temperature. And we try to mimic this process in the star through our accelerator. We accelerate particles like protons or alpha particles. Alpha particle is the nucleus of a helium atom. And then we shoot them on other materials. And then, due to the choice of this material, the nuclear reaction happened that also happened in stars. And
so you're going to see this underground, or are you shooting this out into space?
No, that happens underground, directly at the end of our accelerator.
So at the end of the accelerator, we're going to see a star?
No, at the end, it's just the nuclear reactions are the same. So in the star, you produce a lot of energy because there is so much material around. The density inside the star is so large that you can really produce significant amount of energy to power the star from that. So we would not produce a lot of energy in our experiment, but basically the nuclear reactions are the same that happened there.
So more like a pinpoint kind of a star.
Do you see a
flash of light? Do you see?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
There are
my
a lot
mind's
of particles
taking me
involved,
where it doesn't need to go then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to learn by doing this? Walk me through some of your hypothesis as to what you hope to understand.
So what we measure is the probability for these nuclear reactions to happen. And this is our observable. And that happens simply by counting the number of events we have in our system for given parameters, for given reactions. And this then is used by astrophysicists in their stellar models as one of the input parameters. There are a lot of other input parameters in these models that involves plasma physics, nuclear physics, atomic physics, and many other branches of physics. And from these models, then the astrophysicists can explain how a star evolves with time and, in some cases, eventually ends up in a supernova.
Hmm. How long? So it's only been operating, what, a couple weeks?
We have been since a couple of weeks now, and we have not actually started the experiment. That will take further commissioning and further tests.
So you've been in South Dakota how long?
For 2.5 years now.
Okay, so you've been a part of this since the construction phase, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So take me to that moment underground when you're getting ready to turn this on.
That's always an exciting moment if you make a lot of progress in your experiment. But we have made progress all over the last 2 years. But that was a great moment, and when we finally came to the time when we could switch on the accelerator and see that there was actually beam, which was particles that were accelerators, and everything was working as we had planned. That was an exciting moment.
And take me to what's next.
Next will be to put the real experiment together. That will be, again, a lot of construction work. And that, we hope, is completed by late fall. And then we can really start collecting the data. And within a year, we hope we will have first scientific results, which we can publish.
And what questions do you want to answer first?
What we are studying is strongly related with the origin of the elements beyond iron in the periodic table. So we have a good clue about the basic processes that produce these elements, but there are details which are not yet answered, and this is a question we are aiming to answer here.
So all of these elements that make up a star are the elements that we need to survive. Is that too simple?
That's a bit too simple. Stars are like our sun. They contain basically hydrogen and helium, while all the other elements that form our solar system, for example, are just collected on planets. Also, that is too simple, and that requires a lot of time to explain that. There are a lot of processes involved in that to come to the moment where really Earth is there and mankind is around, and so life is possible.
And so as you're generating this nuclear reaction, right, at the end of the experiment, is that fair to say? Am I following that part
yep.
of it?
Yep.
Is there a lot of heat involved? Is there... What kind of safety precautions do you need to take underground for doing this experiment?
The energy which is produced there is approximately the same as for a light bulb, if you run with the maximum experimental capabilities. Mm-hmm. So it's not that much. The problem is, if we would go higher with that, we would also destroy our experiment. So we need some stable conditions. So this is a dynamic experiment. You consume what we call the target, where actually the nuclear reactions then happen by time, and you have to replace that after a certain moment, because it's not stable anymore. And so it takes a lot of measures to get robust results from that.
Okay. And you said how soon? About a year before you think you'll see results?
We are studying several nuclear reactions. So this is not one project which is going on for the next 10 years. So it's rather five different projects, which each will take 1 to 2 years.
Okay.
So we will have first results already rather soon.
I look forward to having you back on to talk more about those results.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking time and coming on the program today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.